At the bottom of Towner Hill is the Fisherman's Public House opposite the old Guildhall Museum and Jail. We now hear from local Neil Birchwood Harper about the museum artefacts and the pub itself.
Situated at the bottom of what was the only route into and out of Loo for centuries, Barbican Hill, the public house now known as the Fisherman's Arms, was once known as the Red Lion. It was built in 1610 and in Victorian times owned by William Alford. A few years ago, the front door jambs were stripped and repainted. Luckily, I managed to photograph the carving on one of the jambs. The inn is apparently haunted by a young man who killed himself in a back room of the building. The old Guildhall Museum and Jail, the building which now houses the museum, was built in about 1450 in the reign of Henry VI. We believed it was used as a meeting hall or guild hall where local merchants, men of business and administration could conduct their affairs. The setting is in the medieval part of the town of East Loo. Some nearby buildings date from the 1430s. In 1587, Queen Elizabeth I granted a charter to the town which enabled a more structured administration, including a magistrate's court which dealt with the local misdemeanours such as swearing, stealing, vagrancy, etc. An impressive upper floor was added to serve as a court and a meeting place for the town burgesses. This upper floor, with the royal coat of arms over the bench, presents a magnificent sight for the visitors. Our motto, therefore, is step through the door, step back in time. The building sat happily through the reign of Henry VIII and saw the town strengthened against foreign invaders. The town flourished, and prisoners were still secured in the lower floor before being brought up by ladder and trapdoor to face judgment. In Queen Victoria's reign, the jail was declared unfit as there was no exercise yard. In 1878, a new Guildhall was built in Fore Street, and the old Guildhall settled happily into retirement. The upper floor became a reading room, the lower floor housed a caretaker. In the 1970s, the whole building was completely restored, removing the Victorian panelling from the walls and ceiling upstairs, which revealed the former glory of the Elizabethan construction. The young man, Michael Maddox, who undertook this task, left us excellent records of his findings. The museum opened in the mid-1970s, starting with town regalia and items from a smaller museum close by. Now the museum covers the history of Loo, from prehistory through Celtic Christianity, smuggling, fishing, the two world wars, and much, much more. Our aim is to provide visitors with information on history, family history. We have a fiche reader and fiches from local parishes, all loaned to us by the Cornish Records Office in Truro. Also, we collect information on many topics made available in files, which can provide help to our visitors ranging from those studying for GCSE to those tackling college projects, plus, of course, interesting extra information to those who have hobbies and particular interests. Finally, we have a large collection of photographs of Loo and its inhabitants through the years from 1870 onwards. Our aim is to provide something of interest to everyone. This is yet another building which is reputedly haunted. There are two spirits, a young lady called Jennifer and a rather glum Burgess. Jennifer was imprisoned by the Burgess, who sought her favours. She was never seen again, and one medium who came to the museum saw her pushed into a quarry.
If you're taking the Bayview Road, the Walldown and Seafront route, at the junction of Barbican Road and Barbican Hill, turn left along Bayview Road. After 200 metres, you will see a slope with a stile at the end, which is the entrance to an open space of Loo known as the Walldown. go on to the next section of the audio tour when you have arrived at this space.